Now to music. You know those bands that make a brief splash but then quickly disappear? We call them dustbin bands. And in this latest chapter of our occasional series, producer Trey Kay remembers traveling to New Zealand and discovering an exceptional group called The Front Lawn.
Ah, how you doing? I haven't seen you for...
The Front Lawn were Harry Sinclair and Don McGlashan, who sang quirky but incredibly rich songs about living in New Zealand.
We both came from the suburbs of the North Shore of Auckland, and I think the whole feeling of the North Shore of Auckland is like very neatly mowed lawns. For us, the front lawn represented the sort of emotional clipping that we felt that New Zealand was all about, like a sort of a trimming down of everything, a tidying away of stuff. The lawn mentality seemed to represent to us a sort of an emotional way that New Zealand dealt with itself.
They weren't so much of a band, but rather performance artists. In this song, they deconstruct the superficial way that Kiwi men greet one another.
So, where are you living anyway?
Well, you'd hardly call it living. I've lost my job. I'm having quite a few emotional problems.
Well, Hamilton? Wellington? Palmerston North?
Greyland.
It's nice out there, eh?
Yeah. Ah, how you doing? I haven't seen you for... How you doing? I haven't seen you for...
Their shows were usually very simple presentations in tiny venues where they'd explore little mundane facets of New Zealand life. For example, one show explored the importance of breakfast. But sometimes shows were much more complex, like the one that explored perversion, obsession, and materialism, and was structured around the cycles of a washing machine.
So we'd have a working washing machine on stage that was actually emptying and filling and going through its proper cycle.
Do you, Graham, take this washing machine to have and to hold?
Don played my father. Don's kind of freaking out because his son has fallen in love with a washing machine.
Do you, washing machine, take this man cherish and install you, to put his dirty things inside you?
At different points in the show, the washing machine actually turns on stage, and when it turns on, he sort of has a psychotic episode, and he ends up kind of crawling inside the washing machine and dousing himself with water from the outflow.
The Front Lawn's irreverence gained them a loyal following throughout New Zealand. However, there were some people who felt uncomfortable with how they put Kiwi culture under the microscope, and they hated that Sinclair and McGlashan spoke with thick New Zealand accents.
We were told to speak like with an English accent. I mean, it was like, these were the days, I mean, it wasn't a very nationalistic time. Even then, I was disgusted by that. You know, we're New Zealanders, why don't we talk like New Zealanders?
Let's take a walk along the beach before the tide comes in. You sure missed one hell of a party last night. I was just disappointed, but the rest of the family won't even mention your name.
The Front Lawn weren't always irreverent. They touched Kiwi hearts with this powerful song about a man walking along a New Zealand beach and talking with his long-deceased brother.
Don't keep your distance from me.
After about 5 years in 1990, Harry and Don decided to take a break, and they never returned from that break. Don McGlashan still performs music with his own band and composes music for film directors like Jane Campion. Harry Sinclair went on to act and direct for film and television. They are pleased that people are still discovering the Front Lawn CDs.
They keep selling. So, I mean, they weren't huge, but people like to buy them and send them to friends overseas. People, it reminds them of New Zealand to hear the Front Lawn.
Oh, how you doing? I haven't seen you for... Oh, how you doing? I haven't seen you for... Oh, how you doing? I haven't seen you for... Oh, how you doing?
Good on you. For NPR News, I'm Trey Kay.